fighting for America.
This is a bigger issue than Tony. This highlights a universal problem with law enforcement and how its procedures have been carried out, especially in light of what's happened over the summertime.
Fighting for Idaho.
If you buy 100 books of authoritative Islamic law, what you're going to find is 100% of those books say that jihad is obligatory until the entire world is under Islamic rule. There's no other version of it.
Fighting for you.
School districts, again, have been levying in order to just keep the doors open, let alone keep programs going for our students.
Voice Mr. Right, Kevin Miller in the Morning, winner of the 2014 Marconi Radio Award on 580 KIDO, Idaho's first radio station.
Hey, good morning. Kevin Miller with you here at 580 KIDO. It is Levy Day. It is Bond Day throughout the Treasure Valley. So if you're excited about spending more money on your schools, if you believe the schools need more money, vote early, vote often. And as always, we like to pride ourselves on covering the issues that matter to you. Long before we had looking out for you or on your side or anything else, this program now, 5.5 years here at 580 KIDO, we continue on giving you a voice of opposition, a voice of support. For things that matter here in the Treasure Valley, look, we've got the Senate running wild with this treaty that we'll talk about. Is it 47 senators now have signed a letter to the Iranians saying it doesn't matter what you do with President Obama, na-na-na-na-na-na, it doesn't matter, na-na-na-na-na-na, because when there's a Republican senator, a president elected from the Senate or whatever, bottom line is, it's over. We can rewrite your agreement, and per the Constitution, all treaties have to be ratified by the Senate. So if the president does overreach by signing a deal with the Iranians, it's nothing more than an executive order, only good as long as he's here. Now, it's funny, the White House is saying, how dare they? The folks in the politically correct Politburo are going, how dare they do this to our beloved Barack? Well, look, you take a look at what Barack has done, and now he's reaping what he's sowing. IRS, NSA, Benghazi, others. I know a lot of our progressive folks don't like it when I bring up Benghazi, but four Americans have died. We still don't know what Hillary Clinton did or didn't know. And if you think it doesn't matter, take a look at that one deputy ambassador who was crying when Chris Stevens was on the phone with him pleading for his life, and we did nothing to help them. I think that there needs to be a thorough examination of Benghazi, and hopefully Trey Gowdy and his committee will get to that. So we will discuss that and take your phone calls at 580-5436, 580-KIDO. We'll also take a look at the plight of gun ownership here in the state of Idaho, where we have a House panel yesterday. The House State Affairs Committee voted yesterday to introduce a bill which would rewrite most of the state's concealed carry laws and clarify confusing sections of the law between its citizens and law enforcement. Now, remember, last year in the Senate, it failed. We shall see about this. But remember, this is not constitutional carry, I believe, from our friend Greg Pruitt. And one thing I would say, and let me emphasize this, with respect to our lawmakers from all over the state in Boise, is, quite frankly, what type of state are we where you have someone who has gotten over 3,000 signatures, has worked through the process, and then you have people basically saying, sorry, the bill is poorly written, we're not going to give it a hearing, and we'll be seeing you. I mean, quite frankly, if the words can get a hearing, why can't constitutional carry? Think about that. Joint bond issues today in West Ada, $96 million Star, Meridian, and Eagle. Are you willing to pay for two middle schools and a new elementary school in the Meridian, the old Meridian School District? That is going up today. Remember, the last one was, what, $104 million that got rejected in Canyon County, home of the Valley View Broken Water Pipe School District. They're looking at $28 million. For a new bond, that would be for a new elementary school. The Melba Joint School District, or the Joint Melba District, $9.5 million. Caldwell seems to be the most cost-effective, 3.3 for new five-year facilities levy. Also, $1.5 million for a 10-year plant facilities levy, remodeling or repairing school buildings. Now, we can't talk about the growth in this area without figuring out how to pay for it, and the state has its own issues when it comes to educational funding. How many of you know that today is a voting day? How many of you know today that, you know, your taxes could go up? And how many of you are going to be active to go to the polls and to vote? Think about this, and maybe the whole taxpayer versus educators has simmered down. We've had props 1, 2, and 3 go up, go down. We've had the candidacy of education advocate and activist A.J. Belukoff putting all his chips into that barrel. That didn't work. We have Mr. Luna gone. We have Ms. Ibarra there. Maybe, in fact, education is smooth sailing now. And do we expect to see these bonds going up? We'll have more on that coming up. But first, I want to start with something that impacts all of us, and it's the last-ditch effort by the lawmakers to rebuild the roads. Now, as we heard from Mayor Nankolas, and if you missed that, you can go to 580kido.com and hear our interview on the podcast. I believe that was on Friday with Mayor Nankolas in the 8 o'clock hour, the mayor of Caldwell, where he says, you know, Kevin, I'm going to get a lot of heat for this, but the roads need to be taken care of. And if you travel in from Caldwell through Nampa, I mean, Caldwell to Nampa, it might as well be part of Oregon. So, yeah, roads need to be fixed. And it's amazing. It seems that year after year from Meridian to Boise, those roads are like immaculate. And the roads outside of Ada and in parts of Canyon County need repair. But you take a look at the roads and the bridges in other parts of the states. Gosh knows we don't want a Minnesota here happening. On the other hand, we elected these officials to come up with a budget. We've elected these officials to do the right thing. Where's the money been when we're talking about $262 million that we need for roads and bridge repairs? That didn't happen overnight. Let's get the background, then we'll discuss from Channel 7.
Proposal yet has been quite right, and no one wants to increase taxes. But something has to give in order to maintain our roads and keep drivers safe. Lawmakers aren't always going to agree.
It's kind of like, you know, this is what it is.
But the $262 million annual transportation shortfall is real and can't be ignored.
At this point, a lot better than I was last week, where I thought it's never going to happen.
Representative John Vanderwouda is the majority caucus chair.
I've got an RS drafted that we hope to introduce this week. It'll be like a 5-cent gas and a little bit on registration, a little bit on the trucks, and a little bit of general fund and stuff like that.
He originally introduced a bill that would have included increasing the sales tax. Other proposals have been presented as well. None have panned out.
There's a lot of talking, a lot of concepts flowing back and forth.
We sat down with political analyst Dr. Jim Weatherby.
And we'll get back to the Dr. Weatherby soundbite in a minute, but let me go to you. You right now that are on the roads more than me, more than Dr. Weatherby, more than the reporters, and in your judgment, in your opinion, are the roads bad? And by the way, as Mr. Amaya can attest, we have reached out to all three of these folks that are working on this bill, haven't gotten a response. We've been working on them for a couple weeks now, haven't gotten a response. Got to give it to Mayor Nankolas. At least he stepped up and didn't have a problem expressing his opinion, whether we agreed with it or not. But you're on the roads. How bad are they? And, you know, you take a look at just the tone that they can't be ignored. Who says they can't be ignored? And by the way, where did that $262 million that was supposed to be used on the roads go? Well, Kevin, we just didn't fund them. Don't tell us that. You know, again, let's go to Jim in Middleton with Kevin Miller at 580 KIDO. Good morning, Jim.
Good morning, Kevin. you know, the question that I have, Kevin, if you're a store owner and you have 100 customers a day, and then over a short period of time, now you have 150 customers, and then 200, and then you start complaining about the extra business that you're getting, okay, saying that you can't handle this or what have you, now you need to expand your building. You need to expand your square footage and inventory. Well, that's a good thing, isn't it?
I would say it is, yes.
Okay, point is this. We've got more houses and apartments and buildings being built in the Treasure Valley. So you got more tax dollars coming in. You have more vehicles on the road. So shouldn't that take care of the levies? Shouldn't that take care of the road tax money coming in? I never hear them say, oh, gee, there's 100,000 more vehicles in the Treasure Valley. So when you're getting all this extra revenue from this, and they're always begging for more money, I don't get it.
Well, or it shows how poorly they're managing the budget. I mean, how all of a sudden does this crisis happen? Well, we've been ignoring it for quite some time. Oh, you have you? And I like how this politician puts it. Well, we're going to hit you here, we're going to hit you here, a little 5 cent here, a little 10 cent that. I mean, remember their original proposal was 8 cents a gallon on gasoline, 12 cents on diesel, and it was supposed to raise a penny every year. What kind of representative republic is that?
Well, it's very poor, and what you mentioned earlier about misrepresenting the funds, every government, state, local, and federal does that. Anyway, I just can't understand all this growth that we're having, and there should be so much more money coming in the coffers. Why don't they just put it on paper for us, Kevin? Say, okay, how much do you bring in? Where does it go? Show us where it goes, like we have to do our taxes every year and have to show Uncle Sam how much we make and what we got to pay those crooks. Why don't they put it on paper for us?
Well, that's a great point, Jim. And getting back to this, I love how, you know, they make these statements without backing them up. Show me the states of the roads and bridges. Okay, you know, how many times are we going to redo from Meridian to Boise year after year, year after year? And, hey, I get that there are other parts of the state that need it, but $262 million? You know, I'll tell you, back east what they do is they do this thing where they have some slappy run around and they have a study and he goes around and he takes pictures of all the cracks on the bridges. I mean, all this is just rehashing what they do on the East Coast as far as, you know, again, scaring people.
Well, and then also, Kevin, and a lot of people have forgotten already when Barack Obama spent that first $1 trillion on roads and bridges, shovel-ready jobs and what have you.
Yes.
And that money is gone, disappeared. And then he had the audacity to say, well, I guess the shovel-ready jobs weren't shovel-ready enough. And where did that money go? And then these people want us to trust them with more money and funds? Come on. Anyway, Kevin, stay after it. I had to comment on that. And I'm serious. Let's see your paper. Let's see your audit these people and see what the hell they're doing with the money.
Jim, be safe on the roads, brother.
I will. Take care.
Thank you. You too. Our friend Jim in Middleton, we'd love to hear from you next. 580-5436-580-KIDO. Do you support raising the gas tax, number one? Number two, school levy day today in West Ada, in Caldwell, in Valley View, in Melba. Are you down with paying more for the schools? And a story that we tiptoed in yesterday, we'll delve into it further today. Vaccinations. Do you have as a parent have a right to say no? We'll discuss next. 6:19. You're listening to Kevin Miller in the Morning at 580 KIDO.
Sean Hannity, weekdays at 3. Now back to Kevin Miller on 580 KIDO, Idaho's first radio station.
We've invested all this money over the last century in highways, roads, streets, bridges. They need upgraded. They need fixed. They need taken care of. And then also, as we grow, we're certainly going to need some money for expansion of services, both public transportation as well as roads and streets.
6:25, what would Sammy Hagar think And one foot on the tax. Kevin Miller in the morning, 580 KIDO, talking about the gas tax here in the great state of Idaho. Are you down with paying more? Here is Jim Weatherby, Dr. Weatherby.
They want to adjourn by March 27th, and there is no bill.
He's unsure if a resolution will be reached.
There's a significant number of the Republican House caucus who have campaigned against, taken stances against tax increases, and it's hard for them to vote for any proposal.
Well, that's the cool thing about it, and thank you, Dr. Weatherby, courtesy of Channel 7. But, hey, let's be blunt here at 580-5436, Kevin at KIDOAM.com. You don't want a gas tax. I don't want a gas tax. And was it naivete? Was it arrogance? Was it a bad call at the line of scrimmage that you had people saying, well, we're going to put a bill forward where we're going to raise your price per gallon by 8 cents? Hey, that's great when gas is $1.84, which it was for a week. Now it's up to $2.29. Not so good, right? Yeah, but the roads and bridges need to be repaired. I love what Jim in Middleton said. Hey, let's see an audit. Let's have a comprehensive report. From what I understand, there was a big money lobbying contract that was put out to all the little jabroni lobbying firms, and I really shouldn't say that because lobbyists make a lot of money and do wonderful things for themselves and their clients, hence the phrase lobbying. There was, what, a six-figure contract if anybody could help usher this through. Well, whoever they got, they didn't do their job, or maybe no one would be dumb enough to take it. But here's the skinny on this. You go commission a report. You get some pointy-head intellectuals. You get them out in the field. You have them take pictures of the bridges. Heck, bridges, they've got cracks everywhere. You scare the heck out of the public. It gets picked up by the major papers. The TV stations follow suit, and then we yap about it. And that's what we call the news cycle. But instead, they just said, hey, we're going to stick it to the consumer. If I'm like Dave Burnett and I drive a big diesel truck, 12 cents a gallon, and then you're going to raise it a penny every year? That's insane. And think about this. Those of you that, like our friend Joe from Chick-fil-A, you know, he's going camping and such. You know, my favorite thing to do at the gas station, and I buy the real gas. I don't buy the jabroni ethanol. That's my luxury item, the real gas. You can get them at, what, three stations in town. And I just sit there, and I see everybody with their small engines, with their Sea-Doos, with their snowmobiles, with their ATVs, filling up. And, you know, they haul this all across the country, all across the state. They're not using the roads, but they would have to pay for the gas tax. People talk about the user fee. I would hope, and a lot of people have issues with our Republicans, I would hope that they would just say no to the gas tax. Governor Otter, what do you think?
You know, I drive in from Star every day just like you do. And when I'm sitting there on State Street and Old Highway 55 at the stoplight in my Ford pickup, that gets about 15 miles to the gallon, somebody in an electric car pulls right up next to me. I'm paying 25 cents every 14 or 15 miles I drive because they have an electric car, and God bless them for that effort. But they're not paying the same price that I am. And so I think one of the things that we need to do is we really need to make sure that there's equal pay for equal use.
Again, you go back to the Channel 7 story if you're just tuning in. You have people saying, well, we're not going to stick it to you totally. We're going to increase the cost of registration. We're going to make you stand on your head. We're going to raise your price per gallon only 5 cents. The folks in Congress or in the State House, let's get it right, Kevin, the State House at 580KIDO should just say no. Quickly to Earl in Meridian, or shall we call it West Ada, at 580KIDO. Good morning, Earl.
Good morning, Kevin. Thanks for the show. And I just wanted to say they lost both my trust in the gas tax and the school levy when I started receiving emails from my school email where I was supposed to get grades, you know, information about the grades of my daughter, attendance, tardies, absences, all of that. They used that to send me an email that was quote, informational about what the levy would do. And then I received a really nice pamphlet in the mail or you know, paper flyer that was a couple of pages talking about what the levy was going to do. The amount of money that went into that, I'm just dumbfounded. And then with, you know, when I hear things like that and what the other callers have been mentioning about, you know, where did all that money go, I'm seeing where some of that money's being spent. They lost my vote on the levy. I mean, that's it. That was they had me because of, you know, the overcrowding at I won't mention the name of the school, but at some of the schools where my daughters go. But, yeah, they just completely lost me with these flyers and these emails, plus using my email that's supposed to be for just school grades purposes and then sending me that, what I consider a lobbying email.
Well, that's been going on for quite some time. Hey, what are your thoughts, though, on the gas tax? You think it'll happen?
I will probably think that they will pass the gas tax because I've very rarely seen Republicans or Democrats recently pass up getting more money so that they have more control of the purse strings. I think it's going to go through. Do I want it to go through? No. Like the other caller said, we had more customers here. These customers are paying more taxes. That should be covering the increased wear and tear. But apparently what we're paying is, quote, just not enough, unquote, and we have to pay more.
Earl, don't be a stranger. Thank you.
Thank you. Please have a great day, Kevin.
You too. A great friend, Earl in Meridian, saying, hey, don't use emails meant for school stuff to tell me about the levies. Now, West State is an interesting case, and you've had the levy, the bond issues going back and forth. And Mark, who I used to see when I'd try and sneak out of church early, who'd tell me about these things, I'm sure he's fired up about it. But, you know, it comes down to this. It was the levy happened, what was it, 3-4 years ago. It got shot down. Then they brought it back. It passed. Then new levy came up, got shot down. Will this one pass? And when it comes to your schools, which we'll dovetail into next, you know, are you willing to pay more? And why are we paying more? Isn't that what the General Fund for Education's for? We'll explain next. You're listening to Kevin Miller. It is 6:32. On 580 KIDO.
The citizens really want to go ahead and spend that money, or do they want it back?
Sometimes school board administrators, teachers, and so forth hide behind kids like the jihadists. The American people are taxed enough.
I'm seeing where some of that money's being spent. They lost my vote on the levy. That's it. Let's
get it started. Giving Idaho a reason to get out of bed. Kevin Miller in the morning on 580 KIDO. Idaho's place to talk.
And currently it is 34 degrees, 6:40 at 580 KIDO. Coming up is time to get rid of daylight savings time. We're talking about tax and spend. The legislature is still trying to figure out how in the world they're going to get anything passed to raise taxes when it comes to price per gallon on gasoline, price per gallon when it comes to diesel. In Idaho, the roads are underfunded. The governor says we have to do this. We are going to the people as we do each and every day and getting your thoughts on it. I'm not down with it. Let's be more efficient, right, Governor Otter?
The biggest ticket item in our infrastructure inventory is our long-term multi-billion-dollar investment in Idaho's roads and bridges. And if Idaho learns means anything at all, it's time for us to address that elephant in the room.
We go to Igor in Nampa with Kevin Miller at 580 KIDO. Good morning, Igor.
Good morning, Kevin. I have no problem. I have no problem whatsoever, even in the slightest, about this gas tax, which I've heard estimates saying could be, I think you had a guest on, somewhere between $80 to $100 a year, something like that, or something in that neighborhood, with all things for the average household. But here's my only caveat. All you got to do is just go to my employer and tell him that he needs to increase my pay $80 to $100 a year, and I got no problem with it. I got no problem at all. But at some point, I want somebody to answer this question in our state government. Don't dodge it. Don't deflect it. Answer this question for every one of us that are paying and overpaying taxes right now. How much of my money are you entitled to? I just wanted to answer that question. No other question. How much of my hard-earned money are you entitled to? That's all I want to do is get an answer. I want Governor Butch Otter to come on your program and answer one and only one question. And I want a straight answer. How much of my money is he entitled to? And when they do that, then I'll be happy to sign on board. Because then I'll know. And if they can't live within their budget, what gives them the godforsaken right, the immoral right to take my hard-earned money? And I don't know. I just think enough is enough. And I would urge everyone that's listening to your program every morning to basically take every person that votes for this and the next election, go to the ballot box and vote for someone else. So I thank you for the forum, Kevin.
Igor, thank you for listening, sir. You have a good day. Let's go to Ken in Boise with Kevin Miller at 580KIDO. Good morning, Ken.
Hey, Kevin, I want to urge everybody to vote no on the school bonds, and here's my reasoning. The Department of Education budget is $1 billion a year, and in 40 years, what have they done for public education? They could put in a 1% hiring freeze, not fire anybody, but just not hire anybody new, and let attrition reduce their costs by 1%, and that $100 million could come and do our schools. So if our school board put the pressure on the Department of Education to reduce their staff and reduce their budget, we have the money that we need, and we didn't have to come out of the taxpayers' hide.
Ken, good point. Thank you.
Hey, thanks, Kevin. You're doing a good job.
Thanks. Appreciate it. 580-5436, 580-KIDO. And, again, going over it, we've got West Ada looking at $96 million for a new bond, a new levy. We have the Melba Joint Melba School District at 9.6. Caldwell looking for about 5.5, I believe. These districts today looking for money. And, you know, we touched on it yesterday. By the way, thanks to our friends at Bishop Kelly. Had a wonderful experience there. Coming up next week, we'll be at Boise State. Thanks to Chick-fil-A. Thanks to CapEd. Thanks to the people that value it. And, you know, you always say, well, Kevin, you guys do a great job. Well, it isn't us. In this age of disposable ideals, in this age of, you know, digital this, digital that, it is a privilege to be able to go and speak with a young man yesterday on the basketball team, or, you know, people that have kids in their Bishop Kelly, or that people that have gone to Bishop Kelly. And not just Bishop Kelly, but all the schools. I firmly believe in it. It is the only program like it in the nation. I think it's a big reason why this show was awarded the best in the country, all formats, including country and pop and rap and everything else. This program was because of people like you, people like CapEd, people like Chick-fil-A that invest. I look at this show as a small business. And our business, again, is to represent the ideals, the values, the mores of our great community, and we have a discussion, an honest discussion. Now, you don't get that in other forms of media. We're kind of thankful that we have that audience, which is you. Patriot Ray with Kevin Miller at 580KIDO. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, Mr. Kevin. Heavy on the mister, right? Hey, you know, it just seems like the only thing they know how to do is say, we want more of your money, and your previous caller was correct. When will they answer the question of how much is enough, and how much are they really entitled to? Because they're not entitled to any of it. This whole thing is every house that's built, every person who owns a house gets taxed to the schools, and we pay the tax, and yet it's never enough. And there are still new houses being built. There's new houses still going on, and the employment is supposed to be so great now that more taxes are paid, and yet it's never enough. And we pay our taxes through our gas. We pay the school tax. They want more levies. They got to build more schools. Well, if they're getting so many more kids in the schools, instead of giving so much away to the illegals, maybe we could afford to stay in our country and have everything we need. But it's getting to where the normal person can't afford it. And they're giving the government, the federal government, and our state governments give freebies away all every day from us. So when will it stop, Kevin? It seems like it never is enough.
Well, and here's the scary part. We're rebuilding roads and bridges and building infrastructure in Afghanistan. They've got a more modern electrical grid than we do.
And that's the insane part. We give away money to our enemies, to those who say they're going to kill us, and they have our prisoners, and we give them more money, and they will not release our prisoners. Or our wonderful president will not demand that they release people before we give them a dime. And realistically, we should not give them one red cent. And we keep doing it. We are the stupidest people on the earth when it comes to what our federal government is doing to us, because we're allowing it. No one speaks up. No one wants to say, except for on forums like you allow us to have. And when we contact our legislators, they always say, oh, yeah, we're going to be different if you elect us again. Oh, if you elect us again, we're going to be different. But they're not. They keep doing the same thing. Boehner has turncoated on us. They could stop this president if they really wanted to, but they apparently don't want to. So, Kevin, stay fired up. Stay on the air. Let us keep calling in. We appreciate you.
Take care, sir. Have a great day. Our great friend, Patriot Ray. We go to Nate in Caldwell with Kevin Millard, 580 KIDO. Good morning, Nate.
Good morning, Kevin. How you doing?
Well, I don't want to take issue with how things are worded or positioned, but I love how time is running out. Hey, let them run out the clock, and let's make sure we don't get a rise in the gas tax.
Oh, boy. Well, you know, for me, the solution isn't raising taxes. The solution is driving the federal government out of the state and taking back our lands. So that way we could be able to gain more revenue through mining and through forestry industry. And I believe that our roads decaying and our schools not having money are a symptom of that overriding issue.
Well, I go back to, we spend enough money on the roads and the bridges that how of a sudden did this happen? And you know, number one, who was watching it? You know, it's kind of like what happened in Nampa, where all of a sudden we wake up one day and we have $5 million that we've overspent on the schools.
Oh, boy.
That didn't happen overnight. And these roads and bridges didn't happen overnight. And then you have the issue of funding the school districts.
Well, you know, it's like I said, there's money to be made in this state. And we've been hobbled by the federal government. If we were able to take back our lands, we could find the money where it is, where it's growing in our own state, and then this wouldn't be an issue anymore. We'd have all the money we ever needed for all the road projects, all the schools we need. Problem solved.
What do you make of that the mills and the plants all left because we became a right to work state?
I don't know if that's the reason why all of those jobs left. I think that's just the left trying to make us feel guilty for enacting something that makes us more free. That sounds a little bit far-fetched.
Well, we try to stretch the bounds of credibility here.
I hear you, brother.
Nate, God bless. Have a good day, sir.
You too. Thanks. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Nathan Caldwell. More of your phone calls at 580-5436, 580-KIDO. Do you believe we should raise the gas tax? Most of you saying no. And the issue involving all these levies, are you ready to invest in education if it means a better life for your kid? 651, Kevin Miller in the morning. You're listening to 580-KIDO.
Abe Ramsey, weekdays at noon. Now back to Kevin Miller on 580-KIDO, Idaho's first radio station.
You know, I was yapping to one of my progressive buddies, and you're saying, Kevin, you're hanging out with the libs too much. Well, it's always good to find out what both sides have to say. And you know, we were talking about the Hillary Clinton emails, and they said, well, hey, Obama got emails from Clinton, so he had to know. The White House says they didn't know. We'll talk a little bit about that next. But we are talking about the gas tax and school levies. Is it time to pay more? Good morning, Rick.
Good morning. I have a book that was published back in 1984. Things haven't changed much in that since then. It's by Samuel Blumenfeld, NEA, Trojan Horse of American Education. a basic principle is he points out in that book how the cry has constantly been more money, more money, more money for schools, and at the same time, the quality of education has deteriorated because the NEA has its own agenda, and it's not better education. So I think this is a key issue. If we get back to local control instead of the national education control, we won't need to see all of this increase more money, more money, more money for schools.
Rick, good point. Anything else quickly?
Nope, that's it.
All right, you have a great day, sir.
Thank you.
All right, there we have it. I think the big agenda, though, is you have some people that are in favor of No Child Left Behind or the Common Core standards. Really, it comes down to accountability, right? Like we have to deal with. We'll talk more about that.